Have you noticed that some of your favorite restaurants may have disappeared from food delivery apps such as Meituan and Ele.me in China? Well, does your wallet particularly feel the pinch after ordering food recently? Well, maybe it's because food delivery platforms are charging higher commission fees. So let's look at the situation. For restaurants to be on these apps and for customers to order food on these apps, well, the platform is certainly charging some money for usage. And what is the recent situation?
Well, the recent news is that some of China's leading fast food delivery platforms will hike fees they charge to restaurants by as much as 3% points, pushing commission rate to more than 20% in some cases. And the latest increases underscore growing pressure on platform operators such as Meituan and Ele.me, like He Yang has just mentioned, to improve profitability. The hikes also mark yet another blow to China's small and medium-sized enterprises, many of which continue to struggle amid a cooling economy in this industry. And I think He Yang has made a good point saying that being the middleman, these platforms, they provide you with the information of the restaurants. By saying you, I mean the consumers. And also some of them provide delivery guys. So this is the service they provide. And as a middleman, they believe in the near future they are going to make some money, or they are already making money. They didn't disclose that information to us. But it's a standard procedure to pay for the food that you are buying and to pay for the service, which is the delivery service that the platform is providing. And the current situation here is that with more and more restaurants coming online and less platforms being the dominant platforms in the industry, consumers realize that if I am ordering something, the platforms jumping in my mind would be one or two platforms that I will go to. So the platforms are saying, okay, now we are kind of in a dominant position. It's time for us to earn some money, or it's time for us to cut our losses. And that is why instead of charging the consumers, a better way to make some money would be charging the restaurants. So this is basically what's happening recently. However, the restaurants have their own problems as well. They feel like if you're charging too much, if the commission fee rise to over 20%, then it's hard for the restaurants as well. Because we know that a perk of being an online, let's say, business is that you can cut some of your costs and make a little bit more money. But with this high commission fee or commission rate, it will be hard for the restaurants to earn the profit that they feel like they need to earn. So some of the restaurants draw back from the platforms, decided to go back offline.
What do you think, Tony?
Well, it sounds like it puts restaurants in a difficult position where I feel like they've almost got to a point where these apps, for example, like Meituan, has really given them a lot of benefits, and they might have gotten dependent on them in terms of marketing and, you know, a lot of people being familiar with this restaurant and that restaurant. And I find that I've used Meituan, or I've had a friend help me use Meituan in the past. And it's very convenient. You're able to, you know, get familiar with restaurants that, you know, for example, I would have never have experienced had I not gone on the app. So it does a really good job of, you know, informing people of the location and the service. And also you can see reviews. I mean, it's a really great place to, you know, kind of shop for restaurants. But I think it kind of leaves these restaurants a bit dependent on them as well in terms of reaching people and also, you know, for their services. I mean, if you want to order something, you can just go through Meituan instead of actually going to the restaurant. So it puts them in a position where they kind of need them. So I think that going offline, I think it really depends on the brand name. If it's a name that has a lot of awareness in the city, then perhaps people will still go after that restaurant, even though it's not on the platform. But if it's a smaller or struggling company, it may need that and may have to deal with the rising commission costs.
Yeah, you make a really good point here. And I think we have gotten to a stage after at least 5 years, I'd say, since food delivery apps have basically just taken over, become such an integral part of the daily lives of lots of people, especially in cities. When, let's say, when it's really cold outside and we don't want to necessarily walk to the company cafeteria to have lunch, sometimes we just order food and then it gets to the front door within like 20 minutes.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, we pretty much did that today. And and lots of folks who live in Chinese cities, like after a long day of work, you go home, you don't want to cook necessarily, and just get your smartphone out and you can order whatever food flavor you want and just at your fingertips. And that's become just such a part of people's living. And maybe it's because of that. So these platforms, I think, are quite a bit more confident than 5 years ago that they know people are relying on the platform to order food. And it's also become part of the restaurant business. And in a way, maybe they have become the winners or the party that has most power out of the three that we just mentioned in this kind of business model. What do you think?
Well, I think it might be a difficult situation here because at the very beginning, actually the platforms charges nothing to the restaurants. At the very beginning, the commission rate was nothing, and then to 10%.
What do you mean by nothing? Like, was it free to join just to these restaurants to the online platforms?
Okay, so at the very beginning, when you create a platform, you invite restaurants to join your platform. They don't necessarily need to pay for joining the platform. They need to pay for a little bit of the money that would be the fee for the delivery. And also, the platform actually provide consumers with huge discount. So consumers would use the platform. So at the very beginning, it's safe to say the platform have invest a lot of money in expand the market share. And later on, the platform decide that now it's time to charge the restaurants a little bit so that they would want to be on the platform, because if they are on the platform, they will receive much more orders. And now it's the stage that consumers are still enjoying a small, small discount and restaurants are paying a little bit more money. However, for me, it is reasonable to have such business practice because we cannot really depend on the platform to give us money to enjoy the food that are delivered to our door. So it's inevitable that with the business expanding, with the fewer and fewer platforms being in the dominant position in this business, they will have to start earn money. And they can only earn their money by either from the restaurants or from the consumers. And now I think we're at a point that they're not confident enough that if we raise the price of the food or the service and put that cost on the consumer will still stay in our business. So the only way they can go would be go to raise the commission fee of the restaurants.
But 20% seems a little steep. I mean, according to this report, like a restaurant operator told ChinaNews.com that the general profits for the catering service is around 30%. So I feel like if Meituan and some of these other apps are charging 20%, that's going to significantly cut, you know, some of the profits that the restaurants are bringing in. So I think that in terms of marketing, I can understand that, you know, it would be, you know, it would make sense to charge a certain price because, again, for a lot of people, you know, they don't know some of these companies or some of these restaurants, and these apps do a beautiful job of marketing that. So I definitely feel like this service is necessary, but perhaps the 20% may be a little steep. And I think that some of these restaurants that are going offline, it may be in their best interest to perhaps just utilize, you know, Meituan for the advertising and the marketing. But perhaps, you know, for that amount of money, they could probably develop their own delivery service.
Well, the thing about having your own delivery service in one restaurant is that you can only cover a limited area. Only people in the neighborhood would possibly use it or know your restaurant kind of thing. But there's one thing I can't really wrap my head around. That is, in these reports, and Yoholin told us that these food delivery apps, these platforms, they're slapping that price hike on the restaurants. Okay, I mean, isn't that just a blatant lie? We are the one that's paying for this stuff. I mean, if the restaurant needs to pay more, then the restaurant probably needs to earn more, and that means the restaurants will charge me, the user, more. So what are you talking about? You know, the restaurant shouldering the cost. Hello, I'm shouldering the cost. Or am I looking at this wrong? So what is that about?
I think it's not a simple math or a very direct math like that. Because let's say I have 5 favorite restaurants and they got charged a little bit more by the platform. And 3 of them decided that I need to earn the same amount of money, so I will raise my price. And guess if I will still choose them. Maybe I will go to the 2 other restaurants that decided to shoulder that cost themselves. So that would create a strange balance in the future, I feel like. After the raising of the commission fee, then restaurants need to make their own decisions. They can either choose to get out of the platform, go back to offline. They can choose to raise the price of their dish so that a potential consumer like I myself might not choose them in the future, will cause them certain amount of loss as well. Or they can choose to, let's say, stay the same and maintain a traffic of their orders or amount of their orders, but earning a little bit less. So it depends on the strategy of the restaurants as well. Mm-hmm. And also it creates a difficult question or difficult situation for consumers as well. Because basically the 3 parties are saying different things. The platform is saying, I am also paying for all the delivery guys. I need to have the money to maintain the platform, technology and everything. So I need to make money. And the restaurants are saying, well, when you're charging me, I need to make money as well. So I need to make the price of each dish higher. And the consumers are saying, if you're raising the money, then I will be the one that's paying for it. So I might not even shop on the platform. So if we consider 3 different parties, it is possible that everyone has their difficulties. But I think the difficulties only lies in this stage when we're not used to such a high fee that you have to pay for food to deliver to your door. Because if you think about it, actually in other places, let's take the United States, for example, Uber Eats charges 40% of each meal delivery in the United States and charges 15 to 30% in India. And this is called revenue share. On top of that, restaurants also pay another marketing fee to be on the platform. So on top of the 40%, restaurants need to pay more. And that, I'm not saying it's a stable or a reasonable percentage in China, but I'm saying if we are used to a higher percentage of commission fee, it is possible that in the future, the industry will stabilize, the amount of consumers and restaurants on the platform will stabilize, and this whole question will just be accepted by everyone.
Tony, how do you look at these price differences in the U.S. and in China when it comes to food delivery? Do you think it's a worthwhile comparison?
Uber Eats charges 40%. I'll have to look at that again because I was on Digital Trends magazine and I was reading about some of the top online food ordering companies like Grubhub and DoorDash, and a lot of times there's a slight hike in the price of the meal. For example, some of them will charge about 10% more of the price of the meal, or depending on your order. For example, if you order over a certain amount, say $50 or $100 worth of food, then there will be no delivery fee. So it depends on the company. You know, some companies will charge a flat rate For each meal, but it's typically not that steep. 40% is really high.
I think it's too. What you're talking about is to consumers. Mm-hmm. So if I'm buying a meal worth $100, mm-hmm. and then I need to pay 110 per 110 to the platform. Mm-hmm. But what I'm talking about here is they charge the restaurants.
Over 40% a meal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but ultimately, I mean, after the restaurants do their math, mm-hmm. and who's paying for this, right? It's the users.
Definitely. I mean, the company's not going to shoulder that amount of money. So what would happen is, well, one, we would probably get less food when we order it, number one. And number two, there will be, definitely be a price hike. Mm-hmm. And I used to work in a restaurant, and when we would deliver food, there was typically the restaurant that I worked for charged an additional 20%, mm-hmm. actually. So and people were paying it, you know, mm-hmm. because again, it's the service that you're paying for, you know, to have it delivered to your home. So, but I feel like it's 20% is a little steep, but I think that it gives restaurants that opportunity to make some modifications. And I know from the consumer side, nobody likes to receive less food, and no one wants to pay any more money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, this service is, I mean, things are going up nowadays in terms of, you know, cost of living, food, everything is going up. So I feel like someone has to, and it's too bad. I mean, as a consumer, I don't yes. really want to pay more money. But I think that they're in an uncomfortable position, and they have to do what they have to do. And I think that paying on my end for that convenience, instead of going to the restaurant, I'd be willing to pay the extra 20%. I mean, I don't know. I mean, in my personal opinion, I think it's worth it.
Or if it's gotten to the point that it's too expensive to order at home, then just go to the restaurant or start cooking yourself. And it is so much healthier if you're into that stuff. But I personally don't really think it's all that fair to make the comparison to say, oh, in the U.S., if you order food delivery, possibly 40% of one meal is being charged, is that the cost is being shouldered by the restaurant. In China, 20% is already pretty low a percentage, because the reason why being, I mean, this is something you need to compare the two economies. You need to compare labor price. You need to compare how much food costs. And it's especially when it comes to the payment for labor, that is a significantly different picture. Mm. And that also explains why food delivery is so much less of a thing in the U.S. as compared in China, because we have been enjoying this relatively low, they call it population dividend. That is, you know, labor cost is cheaper in China as opposed to in the U.S. Mm. So I'm not buying this argument that it's almost like saying you're the second fattest kid in fat camp, so you should be happy about it, when the fattest kid in fat camp is, you know, maybe in that country overseas, kind of thing. And I'm not really buying that argument. I think we need to do a bit more investigation into what exactly is happening, I suppose. And maybe this is my wishful thinking, that of course some people are going to say companies charge the amount that they feel comfortable, and they're not violating the law. But I just think that when it comes to the pricing of things, it's an intricate power struggle in a way. But do consumers have any say in this? I mean, during this process of reaching that equilibrium, how do we get there to make it a bit more fair for different parties, or make people feel a bit better about it?
I feel like it's really tough, because it's a cycle, you know. I mean, it's either, you know, high commission or low profit or reduced quality, and it's like pick one, mm-hmm. you know. And I feel like, you know, from a consumer's perspective, it's if you don't pay the extra money, then yeah, you're going to get less money, or you know, the quality of the food. So, I guess it really depends on the person, you know. And for me, I feel like as an individual, you know, I think that paying the extra money, I don't want to lose the quality of the food, for example, and I don't want to, you know, lose the, you know, I guess the option to be able to have something delivered to my home. So I think something has to give here, and I guess it's just, you know, perhaps it's just the nature of the beast. I think that we have to take some losses sometimes, and I think that
Yeah,
this is definitely one of those areas.
I agree because we can definitely choose to abandon the service. That's the biggest power we have. But as long as you still need that service, it's really not up to each and every individual to, let's say, influence the business or the platform on how much money they charge.
I think it's kind of hard, like, because I mean, Beijing is a really big city, and if I want to go to a restaurant, sometimes it takes about 2 hours round trip. If I wanted to either take Didi or if I wanted to take the subway, it takes time to go there and go back. So I think maybe not using the platform is not an option. It's really tough.
And on top of what we just said, actually, the platform provides another service that is you need to pay for being in the very first pages of
Yeah.
the search. So
Oh,
if I
yes.
search for dumplings, then the first ones jumping out that I can actually see and choose are not necessarily the best one with the best service or the best price. It's just the one that paid the platform to be there.
This is marketing. Yep, if you want to be on the front cover of anything, the newspaper or on the website, you have to pay more money, and it's sometimes just an exorbitant amount of money, but it's what you have to do. And I think that that's definitely an area where I think all companies have to, you know, muster it up and pay the extra amount of money if they want that exposure.
Yeah, and again, my wishful thinking, because I just feel we have no very li very limited power in all of this. And these days we depend on so many apps on our smartphones. Talk about financial investment. Now there's the P2P lending, plenty of platforms that went down, but still many standing, and they charge a pretty handsome fee too. And what about like Uber or Didi when every car hail trip? Well, these companies are taking a cut of that. And of course, when you're ordering food, yeah, and then when maybe people don't necessarily know, there's certainly very little transparency in all of this. And the users being the average person who's involved and the restaurant or the other company on the other end involved, we're all paying for this. But what is the right amount? Now it's just the company says something and you have to abide to it. Otherwise, well, ditching the service. But that's become an increasingly hard thing. And I think that's a huge dilemma that sometimes people feel that we've been kidnapped to this position, and it takes a lot of decision making to actually just ditch everything. But is that even something you want to do? Back to that question. You're listening to Roundtable.